welcome that activity, and I'm sure all countries will benefit from those discussions. Then the third planned activity here, we have the preparation of a publication on financial and economic aspects of target setting and target implementation. Here, of course, further discussion is needed, and for the time being, we do not have the funds to, you know, to carry out this activity. So it's still, you know, uncertain, but for sure we have it with us. Are there any questions regarding that first slide of the activities? All right, so thank you. Then we can go to the next slide, which is strengthen capacity to monitor progress and reporting. And here, well, I think the information is quite explicit for you. To promote the strengthening of synergies at the regional and global levels with the processes related to the SDGs based on protocol SDG, on the protocol SDG guide. Implementation, you can see that the protocol was promoted at the UN 2023 Water Conference through a side event. And there were also several commitments on the protocol on water and health submitted by member states to the Water Action Agenda. And here I would like to thank the Secretariat and also our chair, who are very, very active in this activity. Then facilitate reporting and support data collection through the development of an online reporting system for the sixth cycle. So the online reporting system is currently being developed, and it will go through a full deployment by November 2024. And then the last activity here is to guide the Secretariat in preparing the regional implementation report. As you see, there is not much written there as regards the implementation, but anyway, it will be undertaken in 2025 once the countries have submitted their national reports. So we still have time to work on that, on the implementation of that activity. Right, and then we continue with the third. Improving governance on water and health at the national level. Planned activity, assist parties and other states in setting targets, establish action plans and implement measures to achieve them by providing upon demand tailor-made support through relevant processes and projects. And here we need to mobilize funding for the projects which have been identified. And these the projects will be undertaken by the Joint Secretariat in the period of 2024 to 2026 to support national target setting in Central Asian countries. All right, so that is the end of that presentation. Are there any questions? Are there any comments or any suggestions regarding the activities? Yes, Uzbekistan, you have the floor.